Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it is Zoe Moon, and this is the December monthly show for Aquarius and Pisces. The December monthly show for all other signs can be found at healthylife.net. You go to that site, healthylife.net, and scroll down to my picture for Zoe Moon, and click on that, and you will then be taken to the page where it shows you the December monthly, and you can click on that for all other signs. This is a makeup show because we could not get to Aquarius and Pisces on the other show. So we have five major areas of influence playing out in the month of December, and it is rather important this month as we're wrapping up this crazy year. So first of all, for Aquarius, we have been in the Saturn and Uranus struggle that has been playing out through the entire year of 2021. Saturn has been getting us to focus on what we fear, the system, the structures that have supported us in our lives, while Uranus has been trying to shake things up, focus on freedom, the individual within the collective, and how we're reinventing ourselves. And so you can see on the world stage how much has been going on, where half the people have been falling into the fear and the side of life, while the other people have been falling into the freedom and the individual and the collective and the reinvention side of life. And some people have been a little bit of both, kind of trying to balance it all out in the craziness. So this particular aspect is going to be building as we go into December, and then it will peak on December 24th, Christmas Eve Day. Then after that, we will then be moving into the new year with those planets slowly starting to move away from each other. When we get to August through October next year, they are going to come back within a pretty close orb of each other, but they won't perfect as they have been doing throughout this year. So 2022 is going to be easier, but we are going to have to revisit some of that between August and October just to see where we are in the whole story, I suppose. Thanks, universe. But anyways, for December, you know, for Aquarius, the Saturn energy has been in your sign. So you've been looking at any fear, any systems that you're involved in, any structures that have supported you or that you're involved in, with a focus on how you're showing up for that, what's going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, your personal needs, and at the same time dealing with Uranus in your fourth house, where we've had the shaking up of things, the focus on freedom or individuality in the collective, the reinventing of yourself playing out around your home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates. So as you go through December, you're building to get up and over this last big challenge between those two areas of life. Excuse me, and then you'll be moving forward after that. Okay, so the next thing, we're going to have some big stuff starting to percolate in the sign Pisces. And this is going to be the arena of some of the biggest breakthroughs in 2022. So we're getting a preview. We're starting into it in December. And so Aquarius, first of all, on December 1st, Neptune, the ruler of the sign, one of two rulers of the sign, is going to turn around and go direct. So after months of being in a holding pattern or slowed down to focus on the past, you're now able to start moving forward again in these months ahead. And for your sign, this means it's about making money. It's about your purchases, your possessions, your products, and how you're being valued, and all of that playing out through Neptune, through your artistry, spirituality, romantic life, dealings with institutions or research and development. And then by December 28th, Jupiter, the other ruler of Pisces, is going to move into Pisces, where he will then be moving through 2022. And so around this time, you're going to start to get a hint of how big this whole start really leaning into the happiness or the prosperity or the adventure or the growth potential for you in those areas. And so that's taking hold this month. On December 4th, we have a new moon solar eclipse. Aquarius, this is in your sign of friendship, associations, group affiliations, what you do online with social networking, parties, gatherings, events, what you do with charities or astrology, or what you're focused on with your own aspirations or original projects. So this is giving you an extremely powerful boost forward, allowing you guys to start something new or take something you're involved in to a new chapter over the 2 weeks that follow. During that time, Mars is also going to move into that territory, first time in a couple years. And so Mars is going to fire you up and get you very active with the friends, the groups, the internet, et cetera, or spark a lot of passion about something there, or from time to time can get you into fights or angry in those situations. So you're going to have to watch for that. But it will help you make things happen and will be there until January 24th. Okay, next we have energy moving into Capricorn mid-month of December. So on the 13th, Mercury heads into this sign. On the 21st, the Sun heads into this sign. They're going to be there for several weeks. So Aquarius, this is going to start getting you more focused on artistic pursuits, romantic interests, spiritual practices, psychic or magic interests, secret research, investigations, or dealing with bad habits or addictions or intuitions. And so Mercury will bring more potential for talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, decisions about it, while the Sun will beam its spotlight there and kind of draw you in to get more involved personally or physically about things there. In the middle of all that, Venus is going to start her retrograde in those same territories. So starting on the 19th of December and running until January 29th, Venus is going to ask that you slow down and go back to reassess something about love or income or beauty or pleasure in those zones of your artistic, romantic, or spiritual pursuits, or dealing with secrets, deceptions, addictions, bad habits, institutions, or research. So it is a do-over. You may go back and reconnect with a past person. You may take some time away in a current situation to reassess. You might go back and release something. You might be reworking an ongoing situation to get it right. So pay attention to what's coming up for you around the 19th onward. And then finally, Aquarius, there is a full moon on the 18th, and this is in your zone of true love and lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation. So something big is coming to a climax around that time. You might be celebrating something for the kids. You might be achieving something in your love life. You may be wrapping something up or ending something there. Same with your creative pursuits and your recreation, big achievement celebrations, wrap-ups, or endings there by the 18th. All right, so for Pisces, when it comes to the year-long Saturn and Uranus, Saturn has been getting you guys to focus on the serious side, the fear, the system, the structures that support the long-term scenarios that have been going on behind the scenes through research, institutions, investigations, with secret or private scenarios, with karmic cycles, with artistic, romantic, or spiritual matters, or with addictions or bad habits, while Uranus has been trying to shake things up, bring the freedom, the individuality within the collective, and the reinventing of yourself through your communications, your talks, your meetings, your sales, your writing, your interviews, your auditions, your offers and decisions. And in a physical realm, Pisces, it may have been bringing some of this shake-up energy around siblings, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics, short trips, or local activities. So as you head into December, these two arenas are building, and then they will crescendo around the 24th as you figure out which side of what you're doing here in this story. Again, as you go into 2022, these planets will be slowly moving away from each other. However, they will be drawn back into orb between August and October in close proximity. And so something will be back on the table to deal with them, but not as intensely as it has been this year. Next, the really big news for our Pisces is that your sign is the territory of the greatest growth and expansion of 2022. And we're going to start getting a preview of this in December. So first, Pisces is ruled by Neptune, which has been retrograde for months And starting on December 1st, it is going to go direct in your sign to move you forward. So Pisces, whatever you've been trying to figure out about your needs or your name, title, brand, image, body, you're now ready to start moving forward with that through institutions, through research, through development, through your artistry or spirituality or romantic needs. And by December 28th, Jupiter, the other ruler of Pisces, moves into Pisces, where it will then be taking you in 2022. And at this point, you're really going to start to see the potential of the growth ahead of you, the potential for pursuing happiness or prosperity or adventure or personal growth as it pertains to your image, your identity, your brand, your name, your title, your body, your involvement in things. And so it's really going to be, I think, fairly exciting for most of our Pisceans. Then on December 4th, we have that new moon solar eclipse. Pisces, this opens up 2 weeks of powerful boost forward, helping you start something new or take what you're already doing into the next chapter. And for you guys, it is about your career, your status, your fame, your reputation, or about a personal goal or something that you're pursuing involving a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, a teacher, or some other kind of authority figure in your life. So as that's underway, Mars also comes into this same territory starting on December 13th and will be there all the way until January 24th. So Mars fires you up and gets you very active here, very passionate about what you're doing, fighting the good fight perhaps, or getting angry from some time to time, but really motivated and driven and making things happen on the career front or with that personal goal, with the status, the fame, or the authority figure. So you're going to have a lot of momentum there. Then we have mid-month, we have energy coming into Capricorn. So on the 13th, Mercury enters. On the 21st, the Sun enters. So this is your social arena, Pisces, making the second half of the month very social. Lots more going on with friends, groups, associates, the internet, maybe with astrology, charities, parties, events, gatherings. And so putting you front and center there, bringing a lot more talks and communications and sales focus there. But in the midst of that, starting on the 19th, Venus retrogrades in that sign and will take you back to reassess something here all the way until January 29th. So she wants you to look at love or income in those scenarios, or what's going on with beauty or pleasure in those scenarios, and figure out what you need to do. Do you need to rekindle something past? Do you need to release something? Do you need to rework something past or ongoing and get it right? So you're going to want to pay attention to what's coming up with that. And finally, Pisces, the full moon on the 18th is in your zone of home, family, real estate deals, moves, renovations, parents, and roommates. So something big is coming to a climax at that time. You might be wrapping up a project, ending something, celebrating something, or achieving what you've been going after there. But things are at a climactic peak by that time. So that's it, guys, Aquarius and Pisces. Again, for the rest of the signs, you can find your December monthly at healthylife.net and click on the Zoe Moon icon. If you scroll down the page, you'll see it, and then that will take you to where you can find the December monthly for all the rest of the signs. I'm wishing everybody happy holidays. I hope it's a wonderful end to the year, and I will talk to you guys next time. Have a good one.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.